Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today we're talking about a TV series screening in the Berlinale special. It's called The Patriot. It will be distributed by Amazon. I have with me director Steve Conrad and producer Charlie Gogolak.
I want to know everything, so, but why the title, why Patriot?
People call themselves that sometimes, and I don't know that they should. I think it's a word that someone else has to call you for it to really count. I think people use that word to hold some power over somebody else that they shouldn't earn, exactly, to say, you can't ask me questions about my goal here because I love my country, so you have to accept my terms because I'm a patriot and I put my country first. But I have noticed that people's principles and their self-interest happily coincide an awful lot, and I think that word has been taken over by people who are really servicing themselves and not the country. At the same time, we do have people in my country who are patriotic, who recognize that they live in a world with other people and citizens, and that they ought to sacrifice and devote something to them. So the show is an investigation into the misappropriation of that word, and then also to the accurate designation of that word. So I like it because it's complicated. But the show itself, I thought of. I was listening to Neil Young, and it dawned on me that he could write a song just about anything, and I'm interested in it. Like Old Man, it's about a guy who takes care of his farm, and it's beautiful. And it popped into my head this question of if he killed somebody and wrote a song about it, it probably would be good. Like, it would be probably be beautiful. And so I write the song, so I started to write that to see if it could work as a song. And then I thought up John, the character, to be the voice behind this song, and then the world grew. The world just decided to build itself off of that.
So my question goes straight to the producer then. So were you ever skeptical because this is a challenging experience? I mean, it works, I loved it, but at first, I think that if I put it written on paper to have a TV series that it's drama, it's thriller, and it's also a bit of a musical and black comedy, I mean, on paper, it might be scary.
Yeah, I've known Steve's work for a long time, and I have a very basic philosophy with our business and TV and in feature, is that if a character can engage you and you're interested to see where that character goes, you'll follow them anywhere. And so Steve crafted a character in John that is fully engaging and sad and funny and dramatic and all those things. And I think our audience will follow him. And certainly reading the script, when I did, I wanted to see where that character went. And so we take him some fun places in this season.
Since you started with the music thing, and since I'm a musician as well, so also like I was stunned by, and you know, in a lot of TV series, there's the musical element. Sometimes it's musical comedy, so you sort of expect that. But also in those series, sometimes the musical element is introduced as something imaginary. Sometimes it's in the context.
Yeah.
So how did you decide that to have it explained? I mean, as folk songs to help him through his PTSD. Coming up.
Yeah, it's not quite a musical.
Yeah.
But it has to obey those same principles, in that every so often we just stop the show and put on a song, and in that sense it does operate like a musical, and we're expecting the audience to remain engaged by it. So, excuse me, the breadth of our tone, like why Patriot tries to say and do an awful lot, to be funny, to study violence, to be suspenseful, and then to be musical. the reason that's a goal of ours is we are asking for an awful lot of the audience's time. It's a 10-hour long story this season, and it's one story. We hope that you enjoy it over a long period of time without interruption. I'm hoping that audiences will watch more than one at a time. And in that sense, our responsibility is to be interesting and dynamic and broader in terms of what we're able to do and say than if we were just being episodic, or if we were just being suspenseful. I don't know that that respects the 10-hour commitment of an audience. I hope that if someone lets us into their life for that long a period of time, they'll start to feel like patriot, like they do about their friends. If you had a friend who was only funny, probably they wouldn't be dear to you. If you had a friend who is only serious, the same thing. So I think we're asking for a connection. And I'm hoping, because we try to say and do a lot, that helps us to better earn that connection. And music is such a way to connect. It's such a way to get into somebody's bones and heart. And we have an actor who's very good at it. Like, we don't need a singer to come in and swap Michael's voice, and we don't need a guitar player. Michael was a musician before he's an actor, and we have a kid who can do it all. So the show tries to do it all.
Do you think that this kind of experiment to mix the genre was filling a gap that we needed something like this, because, you know, TV series have to evolve in a way, so that was something that
I think so. I think audiences are sophisticated and getting more sophisticated, and there's a realness to the characters when you're able to go to all those places. But as Steve says, it draws you in, right? You relate to them in a different way, and it's less formulaic. And so we're in this new period of storytelling. I really feel sort of in these 8 to 10 episode shows that are showing up on cable and with Amazon and other streaming services, and we are allowed to explore characters in a different way than they can on broadcast TV, and than what's currently being done in the feature world. So we're asking for something from the audience, but hopefully they'll respond.
And talking about the audience, how was the experience yesterday? What do you think about this showing TV series and at festivals, at big festivals? Do you think that finally, you know, they're finally proving that, you know, TV series have
nothing to be ashamed of?
Yeah. Finally, we already knew that, and we're like...
That's a really good question. You're right. But I think TV earned that. I think the current state of television has earned a cinematic consideration. There is a lot of ambition in our storytelling. Mm-hmm. The goal of filmmakers who are making TV now is to stand out by being interesting.
Yeah.
And the delivery systems for our stories now don't have commercials, don't have interruptions. In some respects, we have to top what they're capable of in the feature world, because we're asking for much more of an audience's time under the same terms, which is we're telling a story that has a beginning, middle, and an end. It's supposed to be engaging. But it is, if it doesn't feel like cinema, then you won't land with an audience like that. The spell will be broken. It ought to have the magic of that art form. So I think TV's earned that place now. I don't even think it's reasonably debatable. It's the strongest storytelling is happening on the smaller screen right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve and Charlie. Good luck for the TV series distributed by Amazon, The Patriot. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.